Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And on Friday, I debated Dr. Larry Bates, host of the program that airs before Bob Enyart Live in Denver, on the question of do not murder, and does that apply without exception to America's governing officials, our judges, our laws? And so I want to continue that. I'm going to play clips. We're going to continue to play clips now. But first, before we play more of that show on Friday, I want to talk about where we're at with Dr. Bates and then a caller we've had, Robert. Okay. First with Dr. Bates. Dr. Bates will agree to do not murder as applied to Germany's Nazi judges. He does that without reservation. If we see Nazi judges, German judges who ruled that you could kill the innocent, he agrees that that violates God's command, do not murder, and that that command of God's is an enduring principle. And so therefore, the German judges are guilty and they should be tried because there is no justification for a judge to order to use his judicial authority to kill the innocent. It's called murder. It doesn't matter who does it. So in principle, if you ask about Germany's judges, just the generic principle, do not murder, you apply it to Germany's judges, then Dr. Bates and a number of pro-life leaders around the country, as my experience shows, will agree with you. But if you try to apply that principle to America's conservative judges, then they will disagree and they'll argue and they will insist that the American judges are doing the right thing, even if they uphold the killing of a late-term baby through partial birth abortion. So they will agree to do not murder in principle as applied to governing officials generally, but not specifically when applied to America's, say, Republican politicians. And they'll agree to do not murder legally as a standard by which you can judge a good law or a bad law, but they will not agree if you apply that to laws passed by conservatives in America. Then they disagree. And so I want to submit to you that God's principle of thou shalt not murder takes precedent over any political calculation you might make. It takes precedent over any form of government. So Dr. Bates began by spending a couple minutes describing America's form of government. And consider this question. When God has revealed throughout human history, thou shalt not murder, is there any form of government that men can concoct that would thereby justify the government in killing the innocent? The answer is no. Intentionally killing the innocent. It doesn't matter if you have a monarchy, a democracy where property owners rule, an oligarchy, a representative republic, a democracy, a raw democracy. It doesn't matter what kind of government you have, not even anarchy. There is no justification for intentionally killing the innocent and setting aside or compromising or violating God's command, do not murder. So that we can talk a lot about America's form of government, and that's an interesting question, and it's relevant to our lives, but it's not relevant to the question, is it justifiable to compromise on do not murder? It doesn't matter what your form of government is. Now, to draw a lesson from Robert calling in yesterday, we're focusing on this issue of, is it acceptable for a judge to violate thou shalt not murder? Like Samuel Alito voted to keep partial birth abortion legal. So is that conceivably justifiable? Now, Robert, I submit to you, is typical of millions of voters and most likely millions of Christians and even millions of pro-life voters. What he called in and asked these questions a week ago, or late in January, yeah. And I answered those questions for him. Now, he may have disagreed with the answer, but then he called in our first deconstruction show, and he acted as though we had never had the discussion and I had not answered his questions. And he could have said, okay, Bob, here was the answer you gave me, but I disagree for these reasons. But he didn't. He started all over again. And so what I submit to you is that democracy itself is a very dangerous form of government because people, human beings, are easily distracted. If they don't have a solid foundation of morality, then when they begin to make political calculations, it's very easy for them to completely lose sight of morality and advocate things, do things that are inherently wrong, inherently immoral or evil, because they're trying to win at some competition, some campaign, for example. So Robert wants to know, well, do you want me to throw away my vote? That's his question. Now, we're not talking about third-party politics when we're talking about, is a judge justified for voting, ruling that you can kill the innocent? Third-party politics is another topic. It's related, but it's another topic. But if you notice, Robert is determined to obfuscate the question of a judge's guilt for ruling to kill the innocent. Now, Samuel Alito was not voting third-party politics when he voted to keep partial birth abortion legal. That's not what he was doing. He was voting on whether in New Jersey, the state legislature's ban on killing late-term babies by that brutal method of abortion, whether that ban should be upheld or overturned. And Alito voted to overturn the ban and keep partial birth abortion legal in New Jersey. So now bringing up the issue of third-party politics, that in and of itself is a wide-ranging and complicated subject. And so why would Robert do that other than to obfuscate the issue about whether Alito was justified or guilty in voting to keep legal partial birth abortion? But now, so that he or anyone in the audience doesn't think I would run from that topic, I'll address his question. He's worried about, well, do I throw away my vote? Again, that's not relevant to the topic of Alito in ruling to kill the innocent. But do I throw away my vote? Well, that's a question, right? That's a political question. There's moral considerations. There's a desire to be in leadership and to have influence and control. So do I throw away my vote? Well, which is a higher principle? Do not murder or do not throw away your vote. Which is a higher principle? Do not murder or do not throw away your vote. Now, I submit to you that Robert is symptomatic of millions of conservative Christians who can't think beyond that question. That question stymies them. They set it aside. They've never actually thought it through. And if they do, they're tempted to say, do not throw away your vote takes precedence over do not murder. And they are wrong. They are wrong. Now, are you more willing to compromise on do not murder or on democracy? Are you more willing to compromise on do not murder or on conservative party politics? When I said that Robert, and you can add the names of all our conservative Christian leaders, and you can add my name too, we are not smart enough to predict political ramifications of complicated trade-offs 20, 30 years into the future. We're not smart enough to do that. So, but what we are smart enough to do, if we will humble ourselves before God, we're smart enough to understand do not murder and say, God, please help me to have the wisdom and discernment and commitment to never compromise on thou shalt not murder. Now, if you want to talk about political forecasts, what if over the last quarter century, 25 years, the body of Christ has been taught to compromise on do not murder for political gain, for political calculations? We might get more power, maybe more power in the Senate, maybe more power on the Supreme Court. And so we are going to support laws and rulings and judges and politicians who will kill the innocent because we have a goal of getting more political power. And when we finally get that power, we're going to do something good with it. Now, what if over the last 25 years, What if our Christian leaders, with a single voice, had taught the body of Christ, you never compromise on the shedding of innocent blood. You never intentionally kill the innocent. What if that was the one voice from every pulpit and every Christian talk show host in America for 25 years? You see, what there is in economics, they call it the opportunity cost. And people think, oh, we got to support Alito because who knows what we might get. If it's hard to get him confirmed to the Supreme Court. Who knows who we'll get otherwise? So we got to support Alito. So, yeah, you've convinced millions of Christians to compromise on thou shalt not murder and affirm Samuel Alito voting to keep legal partial birth abortion. You've convinced them, Christian leaders and Dr. Larry Bates, to support laws that compromise on do not murder, rulings that compromise on do not murder, judges and politicians who compromise on do not murder. And here's where we're at, with 55% of the federal judiciary nominated by Republican presidents and solidly pro-choice. Solidly pro-choice, and one horrendous decision after another horrendous decision issued. And now we have, from Colorado Springs, Focus on the Family, supporting a bill in Colorado introduced in the legislature, the Living Together Benefits Act, because they think that that is a political savvy move to head off homosexual marriage legislation. So we Focus on the Family, James Dobson, is supporting the Living Together Benefits Act. Now, I realize there's a political goal behind that, but the act itself, the effort, undermines the notion of you need to be married in order to live together in that way. So that this act will apply, even though it doesn't mention, it'll apply to homosexuals, right, or couples that are living together without being married. And it will give them benefits because of a political savvy decision by Focus on the Family. Well, we're in this battle against homosexual marriage, so let's support the Living Together Benefits Act, introduced by Sean Mitchell from representing Broomfield. And maybe this will give us some political victory. And meanwhile, we continue to take steps backwards. So if you're afraid of throwing away your vote, what if Hillary Clinton is winning in New York? And it's obvious she's going to win. She's going to be the next senator. So are you going to vote for her? Because otherwise you're throwing away your vote. I mean, it's such an immature position to say that I am willing to compromise on right and wrong because otherwise I'm throwing away my vote. So would you teach that to people who lived in Germany in the 1930s who were voting? They were living in areas where the Marxists and the Nazis won an absolute majority of the electorate. And so if you were there, would you say to them, don't throw away your vote. You've got to vote for one of these. So I would guess, now my guess might be wrong, but my actions are based on right and wrong. I would guess that we would sooner stop abortion. We would sooner stop. Well, let me ask you, which will stop abortion sooner? Appointing 100 Republican judges who will vote to kill the innocent. All right. Here's two ways to go. We're going to appoint 100 Republican judges who will vote to kill the innocent, or we get 100 judges who are kicked off the bench because they refuse to kill the innocent. Which one is more likely to stop abortion sooner? You don't know that the road to stopping abortion runs through nominating hundreds of judges who are pro-choice, but they're more conservative. You don't know that. The road to stopping abortion may run through 100 judges removed from office. We are not smart enough to figure out those political ramifications. That's why God doesn't tell us that we're responsible for complex political ramifications 30 years from now. We're responsible to know the difference between right and wrong and to trust God and obey him. We could be involved in politics. We should try to influence government, but within the context of morality. Now, let's go back to Friday's show with Dr. Larry Bates, and we'll start to play some clips. Do you think government has the authority to set aside thou shalt not murder? God has revealed from heaven, and he's written on our heart, and long before Israel was a nation, to all of mankind, in Genesis 9, God made it clear, thou shalt not murder. And even Jesus Christ quotes, do not murder, and the Apostle Paul, through the whole Bible, from Cain to the end of the book of Revelation, murder is revealed by God with an absolute prohibition. You cannot intentionally kill the innocent.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. That's God's law.
Let's stop the tape. Let's pause that. Okay. So now, like I summarized at the beginning of the show, in principle, our Christian leaders will agree that government does not have the authority to compromise on do not murder. They don't have that authority. And they will agree with that when you refer to Germany in World War II and before. But when you come to America with conservative politics clouding our judgment, then our Christian leaders will refuse. I asked the same question of Dr. Bates 5 times in the half-hour show, and he refused to answer, or he refused to agree that a judge who violates thou shalt not murder is guilty if he's an American Republican judge ruling that you can kill children. Now, why is it? Why, if it's a German judge who rules by his process and following the law and submitting to their supreme judge, they didn't have a Supreme Court, they had a supreme judge, why is it that that judge is guilty, or judges in Iran that are going by Shiite law, and if they allow the killing of the innocent, or they justify terrorism, the killing of the innocent for political gain, to achieve a political goal, why is it that we condemn those judges, but the American, Republican, conservative judges who vote that you can kill unborn children, we justify them. We say, well, that's valid. Why? Oh, because it happened in America? Because we have a political goal attached to a ruling that says you can kill the innocent? Because we think that eventually that'll give us more political power, and then we could use that power to do something really good? When the good people are killing the innocent, they no longer are the good people. And when they finally get in office, they forget what they were fighting about in the first place. So now let's take the next clip. I ask you, Larry, do you think a government, if a government was following its own laws or its own process, does it have the authority to set aside thou shalt not murder?
I don't think the government has.
Right.
Let's go to Romans chapter 13. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher... I'm reading from the King James Version.
Sure.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God.
The powers that, right.
that be are ordained of God.
And obviously the wicked will pass wicked laws, and they'll legalize stealing, you know, socialism, communism. They'll legalize all forms of sexual immorality and homosexuality.
Sure.
And they'll legalize the killing of unborn children. But just because you have a wicked government that says it's okay to kill the Jews, the government is to be God's minister for good.
It is.
But just like a father of a family should be a good father, but sometimes fathers are evil and sometimes governments are evil. And if the government tells you to do something immoral, like intentionally go kill Jews because we put you to work in a concentration camp, you should refuse to obey the government, just as many of the greatest people in the Bible's Hall of Faith in Hebrews were people who refused to obey the government, and God honored them because they said we must obey God rather than men. So we have to obey the government unless the government is telling us to disobey God.
Sure. And then the Bible tells us that if you do that, you are subject to man's punishment, man's wrath. But you're doing what God is saying. But let's get back to Sam Alito.
Stop the tape there for a moment. And I'll get to the phones now in 1 minute. But first, Larry Bates, then he wanted to interpret in Romans 13 that the government, the authority is set up by God. Therefore, we have to support the authority and agree with them. That was part of his argument. And that's not true. You look through the Bible and Jesus didn't agree with the authority. He rebuked Herod. And John the Baptist didn't agree with the authority. He rebuked Herod. And the prophets rebuked the kings and Pharaoh in Egypt. They were rebuked and they were even disobeyed by the Hebrew midwives. And the king of Jericho was, the righteous didn't comply with the wicked governments when they said, we want you to do evil. And so even regardless of your theology, you don't look at an evil government murdering the innocent and saying we support that because the entire Bible condemns it and teaches us we're in a spiritual battle, a war, and we have to fight against killing the innocent. Now let's go first to Anchorage, Alaska. Russell, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you, Bob. This thing's driving me nuts, and I just have to put my 2 cents in here. You know, one other thing, and you're too nice a guy to say it, is these guys are buffoons and working for, they've been duped completely by the Bush administration, and they're supporting people that are pro-business. I remember during the campaign, go ahead.
I really would rather not get into pro-business, Russell. That's not relevant to our discussion.
I understand that, but the thing what I'm pointing out is that they think that they're supporting somebody that's whatever they want to believe, and they're being duped by...
Alito has issued many radical pro-abortion decisions. He ordered the taxpayers to pay over $500,000 to Planned Parenthood lawyers. He issued extremist pro-abortion rulings, and as Larry Bates showed us, he didn't know how Alito ruled, and he didn't want to know. I mean, as the president of the Information Radio Network, responsible for news going out to 100-plus Christian radio stations every hour on the hour, you would think that you're going to want to know, how did our judge rule on his major abortion decisions in the last decade, and our Christian leaders didn't know, they didn't want to know. And when you showed them, look, he voted to keep legal partial birth abortion, first they will deny it or try to wiggle out of it. And if they admit it, they'll say, well, that was a good ruling.
Right.
So if it's a good ruling, why don't they tell their audience that here's how he ruled, but we embrace that?
Bob, you could replay Robert from yesterday, too. I listened to it a dozen times. And you asked him, if you have to work in the system, does it ever justify doing wrong? And then he obfuscated. So then you ask him again, and
right.
He stops, and he goes, doing wrong. You know, like, you're a Christian. You know, that's what being a Christian is all about, is knowing the difference between right and wrong. And
I would agree. I would agree, Russell, that
and
he...
And it drives me nuts.
Yeah, that he obfuscated. He should have been able to say, it's never justified to do wrong.
He doesn't understand what doing wrong means.
He doesn't,
you know, you're a Christian.
Russell, he doesn't want to know. He doesn't want to apply sin, wickedness, evil to voting, because voting is sort of like cheerleading for your favorite football team or hockey team, and you're getting in the Final Fours or the playoffs or the Stanley Cup, and it's exciting. And you get popcorn and you watch Senate hearings on C-SPAN. And so morality is a bit more boring than all that. It's a bit more boring to say, you know what, I'm never going to compromise on do not murder. And if everybody is cheerleading for their guy to win in the playoffs, if their guy supports the killing of the innocent, I oppose him. I'll pass on the popcorn. Thank you.
It's not only non-Christians that are willfully ignorant, and people need to be more introspective.
Yeah, it's not only non-Christians. Exactly. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Now in Aurora, Colorado, Nathaniel, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob. How you doing, my friend? God bless you.
I'm doing well, thanks.
What's sad was when Larry Bates was leaving the show the Friday.
Yes.
The Bible says they were called good evil and evil good. He said your position on saving little human beings was tragic. I heard that.
Yeah, he said it was
tragic. As he left, he said it was tragic.
And he said, no one is as pure as Bob Enyart. And he said that twice. And Nathaniel, we are saying, don't compromise on do not murder.
Mm-hmm.
And by saying that, we are characterized not only by Larry Bates, but by Hugh Hewitt, who was on the show, and the president of Americans United for Life, Peter Samuelson. We are characterized as self-righteous.
Bob, a little while ago, I heard the other guy about 2 weeks ago, he was talking about you being so pure. But you know, Bob, something else say it. Larry Bates was twisting the scriptures in Romans 13.
Yeah.
The Bible says the ministers of justice bear not the sword. I mean, they bear not the sword in vain. But it says if you do good works, you should not fear.
Right, you shouldn't fear if you do good.
So that's talking about a government who is a righteous government.
Yeah, God.
And Larry Bates kind of twist that around.
Yeah, God established governmental authority. God established governmental authority. That doesn't mean that whatever a government does, even if it's evil, we should be complicit. Because, in fact, the apostles were thrown in jail by governing officials.
Yep, yep.
Many of them were executed.
Yep,
they were
yep.
tried for their lives. The yep. prophets were persecuted by the governing officials. They opposed the governing officials. They called them to repent. They rebuked them. They were not complicit in the shedding of innocent blood committed by their governing leaders.
Bob, one more thing, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
The Bible, it is an old saying, if you don't, how does it go? If you don't learn from the history, you're bound to repeat it.
Well, that's true, but that's not in the Bible, Nathaniel.
But we can see how our Republican judges are constantly pushing abortion.
Yeah.
And we should learn from that.
We should. Nathaniel, thank you. God bless
you. God bless you, my friend.
I appreciate that encouragement. Now, this month, February, is our telethon month every year to stay on in Colorado with Bob and Yurt Live. And we need your help to do that. We have a goal of raising $10,000 for the month of February, and we're now at 3% of that goal. Wait, is that right? Are we that high? Yeah, we're 3% of that goal. That means we have a long way to go. We need your help, so please help us. We're going to continue this month deconstructing the debates, and that'll be fascinating. We'll play most of that show. But we need you to call in. Please help us. You could go to our website and give online at our online store at KGov, KGOV.com, or you could call us at 800-8-NYART, and you could give a one-time pledge or even make a monthly subscription or a monthly pledge or sign up for the monthly videos or the monthly Bible study album. That phone number is 800-8-NYART, 800-836-9278. We're online at KGov, KGOV.com, and you can get our mailing address online or by calling us at 800-8-NYART. All right, looking forward to tomorrow's show. And remember, Maranatha Christian Center, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Now, Bob and Yurt Live, we love homeschooling. Homeschooling is absolutely great. And Maranatha, that's the best Christian school I've ever seen. So check it out in Arvada, Maranatha.